What a thrill it is for Captain Lou to meet former Red Sox shortstop third baseman Rico Petrocelli. Rico, this is the 50th anniversary, the 50th year of the Impossible Dream Team.
Yeah.
Does it seem possible?
No. Where'd they go? 50 years went so fast, but still have good memories of that that year, young team, new manager, and a team that was very good doing the little things, you know, and wasn't the greatest team. But Carl Yastrzemski had the fabulous year, Jim Lomborg, and many of the other guys. And, yeah, I was just so happy to be a part of that. We didn't think we were going to win. You know, we thought maybe, well, we'll move up a couple of notches, you know, to fifth place. And then all of a sudden we found ourselves in the race.
Went from worst to first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really worst. You're not kidding. Yeah. Yeah, came down to the last day, and we went on to win it and getting in a World Series.
We're down here at the Quincy Yacht Club. Are you familiar with what happened here with the fire?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I really am. And that's really sad. And I know they're working on raising funds and to rehabilitate the downstairs, right. I think it was. Yeah. And I hope they do it because this is a great club.
And you helped them with your new book. Tell us the name of the new book and where folks can get it.
Yeah, I got a book out about the 67 team, the 1967 Red Sox dugout. And it's stories about the team throughout the year, you know, the players. And
what's the name of the book?
The Tales from the 1967 Red Sox Dugout. Yeah, and if you'd like to get it, it's RicoPetrocelli.com, the website. You can get the book there.
Great. Rico, do you like boating and fishing?
I love it. I'm in my glory here with the water, the boats, and the smell. I love it. I love, you know, as a kid, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
And people say, especially the former players, you know, where was there water in Brooklyn? I said, there was water, Sheepshead Bay. My brother used to
I love Sheepshead Bay.
Yeah,
I love it. I've been there.
We used to go out in the party boats and fish the New Jersey shores, all different areas, and out of Montauk Point.
Did you get sharks?
Yeah, we did get a lot of sharks. That's true. We got cod, gigantic cod, 40, 50 pounds. It was fabulous, just fabulous. I've loved it. I love freshwater fishing as well, but there's nothing like the ocean, stripers and blues.
So do you have a boat?
No. You know, I joined a boat club. I'm going to try it for a year, and if I like it, then I'm going to try to get a boat because I just love it. It's so relaxing, you know, when it's nice and calm, of course, and there's nothing like it.
Anybody on the team go fishing with you?
Oh, we had guys, Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski, Fred Lynn later on.
You remember him, Ted Williams? Did you ever meet Ted Williams?
Oh, yeah.
He used to do the casting for Sears Roebuck.
Yeah, him and Sharky, wasn't it the boxer, former boxer?
Yeah.
They would have contests there. I remember that. I was there, attended those, and Ted was a great fisherman.
So you were 24 in the team of 67. You were 20 when you joined the Red Sox.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize you had 40 home runs. You set the record for a shortstop in the American League.
That's right, yeah. I mean, everything went right in 1969. I mean, I saw the ball. It looked like a grapefruit. I don't know why.
You played with Tony Knigg.
Yeah, Tony Knigliaro.
Of course, Jim Lomborg is a South Shore resident dentist.
Yeah. Great, great pitcher, Cy Young Award winner. So,
how many guys are left from the 67 team?
Well, I'll tell you, about a third are gone, you know, including the coaches, the manager, and all that. So,
Dick Williams?
Yeah, Dick Williams passed away, I think, 2 years ago.
He was the captain. I remember he said, when he met the team, he said, I'm the new captain here.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Captain Bly, I think he said.
Yeah, Yaz was the captain. He says, we don't need any players to be captain. I'm the boss here. I said, okay. So he was. He did a great job.
Unbelievable. By the way, you know, you're in great shape. Great shape. Tell me the truth now. Can you throw the ball from third base to first base?
No. I can't even see from third to first now. It's that time
you
of my life.
You are in great shape. Come on.
Well,
how do you stay in shape?
You know, I do some exercise, play golf, and I'm not totally retired, but kind of semi-retired.
What do you do? Do you have a restaurant?
No. I looked into that, but no, that's not something.
You guys had a car dealership.
Remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, how many millions did you make?
Yeah, right. I wish I just had the word million in my contract.
You know, I met the spaceman.
Oh, Bill Lee.
He told me the biggest contract he had was $50,000.
Yeah, that's it. You know, guys didn't make the kind of money you do now with the big TV contracts.
You didn't have a Lamborghini?
No, I had Mustacholi.
Wow.
great, though. It was great.
So what do you think of the Red Sox now?
I like them. I like their outfield, of course. Everybody does. They're great, talented players.
I love Benintendi.
Benintendi's a terrific player, yeah.
But they need a third baseman. I think you could go back.
I would do it for the minimum salary, a lousy $500,000. Yeah. I would do it.
But you think Ortiz will come back? They're going to retire his number.
Yeah, which is great. And, yeah, he won't come back now. I mean, he's retired. But you know what I'd love
to see?
Did
you know him?
Yeah, oh, sure. I got to meet him. I would love to see him in the dugout, as even if it's just the home games, you know, just be close to these guys because they all love him. I mean, he was a leader.
Of course, this year we lost Jimmy Pierso. Did you know Jimmy?
Yeah, I knew Jimmy. Actually,
I'm old enough to remember when he ran around the bases backwards after he hit a home run.
Wasn't that something? When he was with the Mets, I think. Oh, yeah, he was a character, but an excellent center fielder.
Who was the big character in 67? Was it you?
No, we had a lot of the guys were kind of jokers in the clubhouse. When we got on the field, we were serious, and, of course, traveling and all that. But, I don't know, we had a few guys. Joe Foy.
He was third base.
Tartable, yeah. Tartable was out in the outfield. Was a character. Yeah, and a couple of other guys. But we were loose, very loose team. Had some fun, you know, kind of like a college rah-rah team.
Did you go to college?
I went in the off season. About 2 years in business management, and I got involved in businesses.
What kind of businesses?
Well, an oil company, gas stations in the early 70s. I was still playing. Then I got into the contract cleaning business, which was not a disaster because we did okay, but it was tough to, you know, hiring people, them showing up.
And then you became manager, Pawtucket.
I got back into baseball with the White Sox, Ken Harrelson, for 3 years.
The Hawk.
Yeah, the Hawk, and then it came back. Worked for the Jimmy Fund for 3 years, and then I got a call to see if wanted to play, be the manager of Pawtucket. I says, "Of course." Are you kidding me?
What was your number?
I was number six.
Is it retired?
Yeah, Johnny Pesky's number. That was his number, and it is retired, and he deserves it.
And you are in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. That's an honor without.
And wait a minute, who beamed you?
Well, a couple of guys.
No, you got hit behind the head and you got dizzy.
I got hit in the head, yeah.
Behind the ear.
Yeah, I had damaged my inner rear. Milwaukee's Jimmy Slayton.
Did you hate him?
No. I blame myself because, in all honesty, when you see that pitch coming at you, it's the easiest one to get out of the way of. But I didn't see it, unfortunately. I got hit two other times at the top of the helmet. It wasn't serious. So, you know, it happens. That's the risk you take.
You were dizzy, but do you think going on a boat would make you dizzy again?
No, I've been on him, you know. No, I love it. Are you kidding? I mean, if the seas get a little too tough, naturally. But, I can't tell you how relaxing and just as, I don't know the word.
Growing up, were you a little leaguer?
No. I was, what'd they call it, American Legion and then amateur ball. Played amateur ball in high school.
You know anything about the Cape Cod League?
Oh, sure do. Great league.
Yeah.
A lot of great players came out of it, major leaguers.
Do you collect baseball cards?
You know, I never collected them. My kids and my wife collected them.
You have four sons, right?
Yeah, right.
Do they play baseball?
No, basketball. Uh-huh. They're tall, 6'7", 6'5".
How tall are you?
I used to be 6'8", and then I struck out so many times that I started shrinking, and now I'm about 5'10",
5'11". 5'11". What was the secret to success hitting those home runs? Is it the speed of the bat?
Yeah, it's the speed of the bat, but it's the hands and the forearms, really. You got to have a solid, legs and feet. There's no doubt about it.
Ted Williams always said the strength came from the legs and the hips.
The hips, right. When you turn, everything goes right. Because with him, everything went right very often.
Did you meet him?
Oh, yeah. Ted was great. He came to spring training. He taught us a lot about hitting.
Spring training, a lot of the Red Sox players. I met the vice president, Jim Healy. Do you remember him at all?
Oh, sure. Jimmy, yeah.
So he told me that he used to take the new players sailing. They didn't know anything about boating, but it taught them teamwork, camaraderie.
Yes. Yeah, that's
did they ever
point.
Do that for you?
No. They wanted to throw me in the water, so maybe. No, the Red Sox were great.
Who was your best friend on the team?
Well, I got Carl Yastrzemski, Tony C., and we were, you know, a lot of us came up together. Mike Andrews.
Second baseman.
Close. Yeah, Mike and George Scott. Joe Foy, we were all good friends. Mike Ryan, Haverhill guy and Russ Gibson from down
the catcher.
Yeah, they were all terrific, and we came up together, so we knew each other before we got to the big leagues.
And I think the Red Sox are the only team that had three Nixons play for them.
Hey, that's right. That's right.
Russ Nixon, Otis Nixon, and Trot Nixon.
Trot Nixon. That's I like that. Oh, I'm going to use that as a trivia question. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. Well, Rico, we're down here at the Quincy Yacht Club. You are a big success here. Man, people love you, Rico.
Oh, they're great people. I mean, how can anybody be mean to these people? They're fans.
Do you do any Italian cooking?
Scampi is about all I do. I throw the garlic in there and the butter and said, oh, please, you know, if it comes out good, I'm happy.
Yeah. Food is love, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's great, you know. But very lucky that I played for the Red Sox, played in the 67 team. And book, you know, I just hope people could reminisce.
Okay, yeah, tell me the name of the book again.
Oh, The Tales of the 1967 Red Sox Dugout.
And give me the website.
It's ricopetroselli.com.
Wow. That's and the book is reasonably priced?
Oh, it's $20. I mean,
you can't beat that.
You know, that's something you can keep for a long time. And it's really the history, part of the history of the Red Sox.
One final question. Okay. What's your signature worth?
Well, let me put it this way. I have to give people $2.50 for it. They don't give me anything.
No.
I don't know. I don't even think about those things. I don't really care. It's just I love coming out, meeting people. They've been wonderful to me. So
what a great guy Rico Petroselli is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's good. Nice job. Good question.